Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is in Washington preparing for meetings with U.S. officials, including President Bush. He's brought with him documents that he says prove that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat supports terrorist activities. Sharon hopes those documents will sway U.S. policy. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Will Sharon's book on Arafat make any difference?
The Bush administration has sent strong signals yesterday, with both the National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State going on television essentially saying, look, we know Yasser Arafat is not a good guy. He has disappointed us over and over again, but he is the guy. He is the leader of the Palestinians. The whole time that he was held up in Ramallah, his popularity rating went up in the Arab world, and he is the person we have to deal with, in the same way that Sharon's popularity rating went up in the Israeli world during the siege. So this is what the hand we're given, say U.S. leaders, and this is what we're going to have to deal with, and this is what Sharon is going to have to deal with as well, like it or not.
What can Sharon hope to accomplish during this visit?
Well, you know, he's already got the U.S. Congress. Resolutions were passed in both houses last week supporting Israel, and in one case supporting him directly. And the Palestinian Authority is already discredited in many quarters in the United States. Bush administration officials talking about it as corrupt. But there is still in this administration a hope that peace can be achieved by moving very quickly to a political settlement, not going through the step-by-step security first, political settlement second, because they think the Palestinians are past that they are so hopeless at this point. They need to have some assurance that a political settlement is coming. Sharon does not want that at all. So I think he's hoping that he can leave this country having convinced the U.S. administration that first there has to be security. He reportedly has an elaborate plan of a security zone of fences and ditches and the like. I think that's unlikely that he will be able to leave with an assurance of that. I think probably the best he can hope for is what you saw with the Saudi crown prince when he was here, a much improved personal relationship with President Bush, which then affects everything after that.
How important is the personal relationship between Prime Minister Sharon and President Bush?
Well, as I say, I think that's very important. And Bush, according to reports, likes Ariel Sharon. And if he comes here and they reestablish their friendship, that could make a big difference. Now, there's some history with the Bush 1 administration of being more pro-Arab, but I think that has really been wiped away in large measure. But, you know, the president's got lots of people he's meeting with here. I mean, he meets with Prime Minister Sharon tomorrow. The next day, he meets with King Abdullah of Jordan, and King Abdullah has brought with him his Palestinian wife. And so the president has lots of different individuals he's dealing with and lots of different personal relationships that he could be establishing here.
And how important are domestic political pressures?
Well, you and I have talked about this before, about how strongly the president's political base, Republicans and Southerners, support Israel in this conflict. But in a Gallup poll that was taken before the weekend, it shows that the president's got a good bit of wiggle room here. 72% approved of his handling of Middle East policy, and his own personal job approval stays at a very high 77%. Interestingly, though, Bob, the people who are very pro-Israel have been somewhat critical of Secretary of State Colin Powell, thinking he tilts a little too much toward the Palestinians. His approval rating is 85%. That's up there in Santa Claus territory. So he can expect to have a good bit of maneuvering space.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.